Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for listening in. And we've got Larry on his phone down there. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
A lot of strange things going on. You want to maybe talk about this gamma ray burst that hit the Earth? And remember the Bulgarian prophet said there was a wave of cosmic fire that was going to hit the earth and people would vanish left and right. I take his comments. I think he's a New Ager, but it's kind of interesting because here we are now watching some very weird stuff going on. What have you got, Larry, on that?
Well, it's really interesting, and this occurred. They just now posted it on Space Weather, and it's on my blog tonight, too. But on October the 9th, there was a huge afterglow filmed of the gamma ray burst, the one they named 22109A by NASA, after they detected, and they said it's the brightest in all time. They've never seen one this bright. And you can look on my blog, you know, or Space Weather, and you can see it. It's bright. And they reported that it came from a dusty galaxy 2.4 billion light years from Earth. And actually, on October the 9th, they made detection of the burst and said that the electrical currents flowed all over and under the surface of Earth. In other words, they detected electrical currents from this gamma ray burst as it went, I guess it, you could basically say it went through us or over us or however you want to, but they said it was really a powerful one. So I think that's almost a sign of things to come.
Yeah, that seems like it's a warning, folks. The Lord does give us warnings. It's just that nobody pays any attention to them. Here's another warning. For all you folks that got kids in public school, you got to remember something. The UN, the World Health Organization, the FDA, the CDC, the World Economic Forum, and all these people are in on this. And they are in on killing your kids. They don't want you, and they don't want your children around either. In spite of all the denials that this vaccine is just wonderful and all of that, we still have our leaders, including Trump, sitting there saying, oh, this is a wonderful thing. Well, it's already killed millions, so I guess to them maybe it is a wonderful thing. And it's maimed millions more. So here we go. CDC, red alert. Despite public outcry of more than 31,000 public comments on CDC's website, and despite hundreds of experts warning of the serious risks, the CDC claimed the benefits outweigh the risks. That's only true, folks, if you want to kill off a good share of humanity. This is what we got for leaders now, murderers. They're all serial killers, Satanists. Probably don't even know they're Satanists. Some of them obviously do. They just want to kill off the young. Anyway, it says here, voted yes to add the C-19 mRNA vaccine to the children's immunization schedule today. So what does that mean? Well, it means that if your child goes to any public school, they will have to take the killer mRNA jab. That's what it means. It's mandated now. Do you understand yet? I know the people listening most likely do, but I'll bet you everybody listening knows people who have no clue of what these people are doing and how they're doing it. These people are actually serial killers, and they're bent upon culling the human race by the billions. And it appears yet, even, I guess, no one's stopping them, as these insane maniacs are doing their job. And why is that? Why is it that everything they told people to do with this COVID hoax, they never isolated COVID, and yet they produced a test that doesn't test for anything. I even have a picture that a nurse sent that they have positive tests and they have negative tests. It's all a lie, every bit of it. They're just liars. They're satanic liars. According to the Bible, this was coming, a great culling operation. And day of slaughter is how James words it. They nourish their hearts in a day of slaughter. And they can't get enough killing. Well, we're just way overpopulated, they said. Just way overpopulated. We need to get rid of these people. And so you're the target. And if you line up for this next wave of booster shots, I guess if you're that dumb and you don't want to do your own research to find out the real truth, probably deserve the death you're going to get. I think the reason they are so successful is people just cannot imagine that there are people out there, particularly in leadership positions, that want to kill everyone that they can get their hands on, while they walk around with a big smile, kissing babies and sucking on the baby lollipops. It's amazing what's going on. But remember, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 28, God says, I'm going to smite you all with insanity. Why is that? Well, because you rejected Jesus Christ. Because you rejected the truth of Scripture. You think Scripture basically is just old wives' tale, doesn't mean anything. And that's not ever going to change, I guess. So anyway, here's another one that goes with it. Top cardiologist ties unexpected deaths and collapses to the COVID shot. My duty, he says. It is my duty and responsibility as a consultant, cardiologist, and public health campaigner to urgently inform doctors, patients, and members of the public that the COVID mRNA vaccine has played a significant role of being a primary cause in all unexpected cardiac arrest, heart attack, strokes, cardiac arrhythmia, and heart failure since 2021. Until proven otherwise. And yet, I hear people saying, oh, I got to go get my booster. I got to get my flu shot. Folks, if you don't wake up, you're going to kill yourselves by yourself with your own thinking, with your own mind. Wake up. The Bible is true, every bit of it. And if you reject it, you end up in eternal ruin. Anyway, what do you think, Larry? I can't imagine. CDC, well, now they're going to jab all of our children if you go to public school. Mandated. I haven't been able to vet it except through one other website. So I will put that in there. What do you think?
Well, what I think is, I'm just wondering why anybody's kids are going to public schools. Do you want your kid to be a dumb ass and actually, you know, come out a communist? That's what the schools do. Why would you subject your children to that? And then when they say they got to have the jab, it doesn't make sense to me, Stuart. If anybody in America's left with any common sense, they wouldn't have their children in a public school anyway. All they are is concentration camps for communists.
Well, you got a good point. Right here in Menominee, Wisconsin, we have a new, basically new school that went up, and it's got all these guard towers on it, or in it, I should say. It's amazing. I believe it's probably one of the FEMA collection centers when the roundup finally begins. But that's not the only one. There are other. In fact, I read an article on the web about all these new buildings that are going up all over the place that have these guard towers springing up on the four corners of the buildings. Well, the only reason you need a guard tower is so you can kill people trying to escape. It's just, American people are ripe for it. They really are. And the great culling of the United States is just around the corner. The final culling, I should say. It's just incredible. But it's going on, and nobody's going to seem to stop it because the Bible evidently, I think this is a judgment from God for rejection, Christ rejection. And they can sit there and mouth off all they want that it's all mythology and the Bible doesn't mean anything. Well, go ahead and think that. When you die, you're going to figure it out the hard way. It meant everything. Anyway, exclusive dramatic videos of UFOs over the Pacific are revealed as expert pilots describe seeing bright lights moving in a racetrack circle over the summer. Say their employers told them to keep quiet. Now, I was a professional pilot for years. And yes, you are told to shut your mouth. And I don't know too many airline pilots that have ever said anything about what they have seen. It's not good for your employment. Let's put it that way. What do you think, Larry? This is amazing. It's part of the acclimation project, I believe. But more and more of that's going on. Yeah, go ahead.
That's probably true. And as you said, more and more of that is being being revealed in public even. It's amazing. And the craft, you know, it's odd because now there's an intermingling, if you will, of the so-called alien craft, the fallen ones craft, the, I guess you could say, backwards engineered craft that we've got, and then also the test, out like Area 51 and others, the testing vehicles that they're using out there. And so what you're seeing, you're not even sure where it comes from. Some of it might even come from inner Earth, if you will, out of Antarctica. And, well, there again, if Barry ran a code, he'd probably find Fourth Reich.
Yeah. Yeah. And Linda Moulton Howe has been paying a lot of attention to what's going on down there in Antarctica in her Earth Files. And it really is amazing what they have uncovered down there in Antarctica. Of course, it's supposedly top secret. Anyway, here's one, Larry. We need to talk about this one. Russia declares martial law in four new regions and puts all of Russia on war readiness alert. What in the world are they doing? This looks like preparation for nuclear war. What do you think?
Well, when you tie in that with also in that report, it says the Russian Duma has now gone into secret behind closed doors sessions in Moscow. No TV news allowed, no spectators, no outsiders. So they're in secret meetings. I would say that we're probably very close to World War III. I mean, seriously. You know, I know a lot of people think that's hype, but I'm not so sure it's a lot of hype. And one of the most telltale signs recently, you know, Russia and China are working very, very close in this scenario. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe it, but there are Chinese troops in Ukraine fighting with Russia. And what's so odd, though, is that the Chinese just put out a bulletin to all of their citizens inside Ukraine and said, get out immediately, leave Ukraine immediately by any means, go any direction, just get out of Ukraine. And then less than 24 hours, they came out and issued a new bulletin the Chinese did, that said, if you're in any countries surrounding Ukraine, leave immediately. So I have to say, Stuart, something appears to be up.
Yeah, it says in here, the full formal decree on martial law appears in a original Russian language, and he had it out. But anyway, he said, what is far more worrisome is a separate decree issued by Putin this afternoon in Moscow. In all regions, the Russian Federation, except for the center and south of Russia, a regime of basic war readiness is introduced. In Russia's border regions, a medium level of war readiness is introduced. In regions of the Central Federal District and the Southern Federal District, a high level of war readiness is introduced. This is precisely how Turner says the type of alerting situation one might expect if the Russian nation goes to actual war. The fact that the entire nation is put on basic war readiness is really a giveaway. And as you said, they've had these secret meetings. Something really, I don't know what you'd call it, is going on. And I believe they have already decided, and I read an article, and I got to find it again, where they said they've uncovered some documents that Ukraine was a deliberate, willful operation to introduce World War III. And I've got to find that again, because it went through the steps as well. And the steps appear to be being followed. And I don't know. And while this is going on, folks, a new assessment sounds the alarm over the condition of the U.S. military under Biden. Remember, Obama gutted our military, and we have never brought it back. Trump only had the 4 years and tried to bring more money into it. But it takes a long time. When you gut the military, and now what few things we had, they're shipping to Ukraine. So we're basically defenseless, as Larry has pointed out a couple of times on our show. We're defenseless now. And now they're talking about nationalizing the National Guard, and they're sending them, for some strange reason, to the East Coast. What do you think that's about?
Well, good luck with that, Stuart, because what I've been reading for the last 3 weeks, I guess, is reports coming from inside different states' National Guards, and because the National Guards can be federalized, they were up against that Biden jab, and they've lost so many National Guard members because of that, they can't hardly field the National Guard in any states. So what are they going to use? There's nobody out there to use except, well, I guess you could say the U.S. military itself, and it's in such a deplorable condition, I don't know how the high heels and dresses will make it through the barbed wire.
I shouldn't laugh, but that's basically true. They're going to get their skirts caught in the barbed wire. Anyway, they were talking on a discussion. I'm not even sure who it was. I just got part of this. It says that Belarus is about to enter the European war. The alliance between Erdogan and Putin remains very strong. More National Guard troops are being deployed to the East Coast, and China is going to invade Taiwan. An imminent large-scale false flag attack will be blamed on Russia by the illegitimate governments and agencies of the U.S. and EU. That will be used to justify a coordinated NATO response. It will be perceived by the masses as World War III. So I don't know whether that's true or not, but it appears as though with that prophecy I read to you folks the other night about a nuke going off, in a city in Ukraine, fourth largest city, and then one in the plain states here somewhere. Both would be obviously blamed on Russia to start the war. These guys are insane. See, they've taken all your money, all your taxpayer money, and they have built these underground facilities that they intend to crawl into while they leave you on the surface to face the radioactive stuff and all the destruction. Because they hate you in the first place. They hate you. You got to get through. That has to be pushed up into the minds of people. They want you dead. Folks, they want you dead. They don't like you at all. You're in the way. You're a useless eater. Doesn't matter how hard you've worked. Doesn't matter what you've done. They hate you. They want you dead. They want to kill you. This is all part of that culling operation. Remember the Georgia Guidestones that they blew up? Well, they blew it up because now they're going to do what the Georgia Guidestones said. This is how the rich men operate. They consider themselves gentlemen. They really do. And so they announce ahead of time by various means, movies, statements, articles, books, what they're going to do. Then they do it. And then you can't say, well, you didn't tell us that was coming. Yes, they did. They've told you in the movies for a long time what's coming. I don't know how many movies, Larry, we saw about bioweapons and disease. Contagion was a good movie, just to give an example. There's lots of them, and nobody paid any attention to them. Well, now they're bringing it about. That's how they do it. What do you got, Larry, you want to bring up?
Well, interestingly also is Breitbart put out an interesting post today. He says, 20 days, Biden lying and vote buying. As POTUS says, historic depletion of the strategic oil reserves right before an election is not political motivation at all. But Biden still refuses to drill in America. What's also interesting is the fact that what's going on over in Ukraine today, this is from Hal Turner, Ukraine Nazi Army, I like the way he wrote that, fired six HIMARS, that's U.S. HIMARS, at Kokorovaya Hydroelectric Power Plant and Dam in attempt to flood the Kherson region. It's odd they want to flood the Kherson, isn't it?
Yeah.
All six HIMARS shells were interrupted and destroyed by Russia. And then also, Ukraine troops in at least 30 boats again tried to attack the Zaporizhzhia power plant. That's a nuclear power plant. But most were killed by the Russian forces. You know, Ukraine is just slaughtering their own people. I mean, they're just throwing them against the Russians and death means nothing to them. And, of course, Biden is ogging them on. This one's really interesting, though. It's an urgent report. It says the U.K. Defense Secretary, Ben Wallace, urgently flew to Washington, D.C. yesterday. He's thinking, has information that a false flag nuclear attack is in the wind. What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm beginning to wonder if that prophecy that we read isn't probably going to happen. All they need Yeah, go ahead.
Was that prophecy or that whatever that was that Dynapro or what was the name of that?
Yes, it was the name of the city in Ukraine was Dynapro. So I looked it up, and it's the fourth largest city in Ukraine. And the other bomb that went off, which was actually much, much bigger, he said, was in the plains. But he said he didn't know where it was. There were just small rural villages, and they all got destroyed. So, you know, these guys playing for keeps, folks. Satan's playing for keeps. Wants his planet back, and you're not part of it. It's a club that he has, and you can't join. And because you cannot join, you have to be eliminated. That's just the way it goes. Bible's always been telling the truth from day one. And it's just too bad people won't dust it off, open it up, and even read page one. And not only read it, study it, and then do what you're told. That of course, is out as well. Anyway, here's another one, Larry, that's really sad. 80 Canadian doctors have died suddenly, all vaxxed. Vax is killing and maiming millions, yet our leaders continue to support it and demand now that we all take it, especially our kids. That's why they're mandating it in the schools. It's a mandate. You send your child to a public school, it's a mandate. They will be jabbed with this. It's a killer jab. It has maimed and destroyed millions. And yet, there's nothing wrong with this. Not only that, it's very effectual. Well, of course, if you're one of the people that wants to kill off humanity, it's extremely effectual. Kind of like Obama, when he was asked, were you doing a good job running America? Oh, absolutely. Best job in the world, I'm paraphrasing him, but that's what he meant. But he was destroying America, and that's the position he was coming from. He was destroying America and doing an excellent job. I wish people would wake up. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was thinking it's so interesting that America's running around out there and assuming, and I call it assuming because, you know, so many people are involved in it, that this election's going to just make everything honky-dory. That's an old term. But they're already finding, Stuart, they're already finding the Democrats are in process of stealing this election in November already, Stuart. And I don't know how people think that this is going to come out A-okay.
I don't know either. It's a form of insanity anyway. Anybody that would vote for Biden is voting for further destruction, and Obama is running it anyway. And here we are coming up, really, on an economic collapse. Here's an indicator. U.S. saw a record drop in home sales in September. Here's another one. U.S. lab playing with fire as it creates hybrid super COVID, 80% kill rate from Boston University. Why are they doing all this, folks? IMF chief says central bank digital currency should be used alongside social credit system to control what people can and cannot buy. And yet I can guarantee you that most of the Americans are going to line up, oh, this is wonderful, my digital wallet, and I don't have to carry cash anymore, I don't even have to have a credit card anymore. I can just wave my hand, and my mark will just pick up everything. This is wonderful. This is how stupid. And Barry Rothman ran on Bible code, and we had him on the show, and we asked him about that, and he said, yes, he did. And the stupidity virus in the United States. So evidently the Lord himself put it in the old Torah that the American people at the time of the end would be stupid, and they would do stupid things. Anyway, what's your final, what else you want to bring, Larry, before we go off? Friday night we'll get into all this more.
Well, I thought I'd just read a Breitbart headline since some people think we're safe in America. Biden administration's woke national security strategy focus on CRT, climate change, domestic extremism. Now Biden calls for the energy revolution and pushes the Democratic election reforms. I guess those reforms mean Democrats win. We're not safe.
We are under judgment, folks, and we are not going to win. This is what happens. I've been trying to warn people. Your only escape, and that does not mean escape from death or jail or prison or FEMA camp. I'm talking about eternal escape is under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who warned us in the prophecies against Babylon America that this would take place. It has. And it's too bad to watch, but it's here, and I don't know what to say to people about it. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry. We'll see you all Friday night, the Lord willing, and with a lot more news to take up in this. Anyway, thanks a lot, and heads up, if you haven't prepared, do so. Anyway, good night.